What fire prevented? 1. The circus let out early, and the elephant sat in her cage. Clowns removed their white to their natural pink or brown underneath. The contortionist stretched out for a lengthy nap, along his entire length, as normal as anyone supine. Josie the tightrope walker walked between the caravans, puffing on her forbidden cigarette in the slight haze of this tropical afternoon. The giraffes' heads towered above the caravan roofs, and the village children from afar delighted in their phantasmal shapes. All is well on the circus grounds, and nothing is afoot. No skullduggery or malfeasance, no shady dealings or larcenous absconding, but only a usual afternoon among these unusual folk, for whom a nice afternoon off, though somewhat rare, is a welcome and calming respite to an otherwise irregular and certainly offbeat, if not downright bohemian life. 2. When the fire broke out, the lion was asleep. What no one knew was that an entire angelic order had been assigned to watch over the circus, because of the child born to the Argentinian trapeze artists, who at their time were picnicking with their 5 children at the edge of the grounds, the saintly baby in a basket surrounded by birds. A loud crack as the main tent pole split in two, a great roaring bellow as the canvas in the main tent caught fire. Smoke billowed above the circus as if phantom hippopotamus herds were riding down the sky, though on each billow an angel rode to keep the flames from harming a single soul, as everyone awoke or ran in their panic to the water buckets, always at the ready for such emergencies. Cries and shouts of the circus performers and crew, pulling animal wagons away, calling to each other through chugging billows of brown smoke. 3. The flames resembled leaping lions, jabbing snakes, relentless in their attacks and hot counterattacks. A vicious darkness where there'd been ebullient light and tuba oompas and flight through hoops. But while hell seems to have opened up at this happy circus, what's fascinating is the angelic squadrons fanning out in the unseen to save each soul, suddenly making real the feats of daring and aerial acrobatics that outlined by flames now become so earthbound. Billions of angels came in phalanges and filed in troops between the fire and all the people and beasts. They tumbled through belches of smoke and flew in the rafters' heights, as well as at the low level of wagon wheels and floppy clowns, combating sheets of fire with their angelic ice, lessening its outraged effects against the innocent joys of brightly painted matter suddenly vulnerable to the disease of burning. For that one precious baby destined to shine in the eternal worlds as saint and messenger among us, same as that spot of perfection in our bodies, unscorched by any outbreak and surrounded by angelic air invulnerable to its flames. That sea of light in the clenched ball of darkness that is our mortal being, doomed to incinerate in its brightness. That flying baby in the wild circus of our being, angelically protected, that leads us into God's cool asbestos atmospheres beyond all conflagration. The leaping sweet roar of it made more agile than even death's deep earthly plodding. 4. Josie sat on a coil of uncharred rope and unburnt pulleys and noticed how frayed the rope was in places and how close it was to breaking. The clowns went through the unharmed remains of their dressing room tents and noticed the old tins of Clown White's ingredients included traces of poisonous lead. The saved heap of nets the flames missed showed signs of rot. The trapeze artists with the saintly child saw their old but unscorched riggings had been about to shred as they coughed their way to where they lay in ropey zigzags across the dirt. The old main tent was flakes of ashen canvas. The wooden center rings were black dust. The lion lay asleep on his huge paws. The elephant gazed through slow, wise eyes at his 5th disaster since Madras. As the circus performers thanked their God that what he threatened them with saved them. And another day dawned, and the circus put itself back together and moved on.